In just a minute, Carl Castle becomes a medium for voices in the week's news. Another round of Who's Carl This Time. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel some questions about this week's news. It's time to introduce first what will probably be a short-lived segment on the show. We're calling it...
They're not willing to give me anything except appreciation? Bleep them!
In which we take our shots at the Illinois governor before his alien masters call him home. Roy!
Yeah?
According to the New York Times, aides to Blago are terrified of his ranges, especially when they fail to have at the ready something he likes to call his football, in honor of the president's famous nuclear football. What is Governor Blagojevich's football?
Football. I have to think it has to do with his hair.
It does, boy. Oh, it does.
The dryer.
Close.
The hot comb.
You're almost there. His hairbrush. I'll
hairbrush.
Give it to you. Yeah.
It's a special.
The football is a
ball. Is it like hydraulic or something?
No, it's like a special Mason Pearson, bull bristle hairbrush.
Mm. It's actually a Paul Mitchell.
Oh, it's a Paul Mitchell.
Paul Mitchell. That's
I'm
the
sorry.
Preferred brand of the governor of Illinois. Paul Mitchell's stock just tanked as I said that. It's black in color, and it must be within easy reach of the governor at all times, or you will find out, my friend, what lurks behind that perfect pompadour, and that is your next butt-whooping. We also learned from the Times that Blago almost never shows up for work, either at Springfield, which happens to be, in case he doesn't know, the capital of this state, or his office in Chicago, for that matter. He's always late for everything, and every friend he's ever had who doesn't work for him now hates him, including his own father-in-law. And we also learned, I think originally from Time Out Chicago, that once when he was in his 20s, when he was footloose and fancy-free, and this is true, he took a cross-country trip to visit the home of his personal idol. He parked on that man's lawn. He refused to leave until that man emerged and gave him an autograph. Who was Rob Blagojevich's personal hero? Richard Nixon.
Oh, yeah, I heard he liked it. Yeah.
Nixon and Elvis. Hair of one and the ethics of the other. And I'm not casting aspersions. I'm not saying which is which at this point.
Yeah,
okay. Charlie, this week, Barack Obama named Chicago School CEO Arne Duncan to be his Secretary of Education. And this means that as the positions are filled, it turns out his cabinet as a whole will have what historic distinction?
It will have more basketball players than any cabinet.
Exactly since, right. Since, exactly right.
Since President Naismith's back in 1904.
There is a formidable basketball team in the proposed cabinet. Arne Duncan played professionally, or Attorney General designate.
Arne Duncan was the co-captain at your alma mater.
He was. Yeah, he played. Which all right. He played college basketball, which is good. But it was for Harvard, but still, it counts.
You know how I know I'm an old sports writer?
How do
I actually
know?
Interviewed Arne Duncan when he played for Harvard.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
He was on a pretty good Harvard team, as it were.
Again, relatively
That's
speaking.
That's their motto, yeah. As it were.
I remember they had a very successful game. It came down to overtime against a local junior high school, and they did well. Anyway, there are others. Eric Holder, Attorney General designate, he played college ball. National Security Advisor James Jones played college ball. UN Ambassador Susan Rice was a star in her high school team. The revelation has set off alarm bells on K Street, where overweight white lobbyists are giving up their golf carts. They're now desperate to get some game. YMCA gyms are booked weeks in advance. CVS has experienced a run on ace bandages. And Big Tobacco and the NRA have started competing with the NBA for top draft picks. Charlie.
Yes.
A British medical journal recommends that people wear a neck brace or other protective headgear while doing what?
Oh, I know this. I just may not know the name of the video game. Guitar Hero.
No, not a video game. You're close, though. It's related to music.
Like heavy metal head thing.
Yes, it's the heavy metal head thing.
The head banging thing.
That's the answer.
That's right. We call this the Iron Maiden syndrome.
Right.
Yeah. Orthopedics, yeah.
Heavy metal aficionados are finding themselves between rock and a neck brace. A new study published in a British medical journal shows that the dance style peculiar to heavy metal fans called head banging may, depending on the arc and speed with which you whip your head around, can cause anything from mild head and neck injury to mild traumatic brain injury, although the jury is out on whether the latter might be a pre-existing condition.